You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Yesterday, the Green Party announced their Healthy Oceans Act, where they have set out a target to protect 30% of the oceans by 2030. This will mean banning fishing, mining, and other harmful industries from a third of the oceans. I spoke to Ellie Hooper, oceans campaigner at Greenpeace Aotearoa, about why this policy is important. We talked about enforcement and consequences, the response from Seafood New Zealand, and compared the Greens' policy to Labour's proposal last week to partially ban bottom trawling from the Hauraki Gulf. The Greens Party have announced that as part of their Healthy Oceans Act, they will be aiming to protect 30% of the oceans by 2030. Now, the Greenpeace has been in support of this. Tell us why this policy is so important.
Yeah, sure. So the oceans policy released by the Green Party is really robust. It's got some really great stuff in there. And I think if implemented, it would really provide a healthy ocean for the future, which is something that matters to all of us. Some of the things that are in the policy that we're really impressed by are things like the bottom trawling restrictions. So Greenpeace has been campaigning for years to get bottom trawling, which is the most destructive fishing method out there due to the impact it has on the seafloor environment and other marine creatures that are caught as bycatch. In the Greens policy, they say they will commit to a ban on bottom trawling on seamounts and also a complete ban from within the Hauraki Gulf. And this is something that Greenpeace itself has been campaigning for years. We really need to see these restrictions if we want to have a healthy ocean for the future.
Now, last week, Labour announced that they would ban bottom trawling from 80% of the Hauraki Gulf. The Greens have now said that they will ban it entirely on seamounts and other vulnerable areas. Now, if we compare these policies, which do you think is more effective and efficient?
Yes, it's a very good question. I mean, I think the evidence is really clear that bottom trawling does a huge amount of damage to the ocean ecosystem, and New Zealand at the moment is far too reliant on it, and that's despite the fact that we're seeing repeated proof of what damage that's causing to the entire ocean ecosystem. So the announcement from government last week around banning bottom trawling from parts of the Hauraki Gulf but not the whole Gulf does not really stand up. I think if we want this area to recover from the large-scale destruction that's happened to it over the last 100 years, we need to completely ban destructive fishing methods like trawling and dredging from the entire marine park. So absolutely, we think that a total ban on trawling and dredging in the area is necessary and would be the most effective tool actually allowing its recovery.
The Greens policy will mean that eventually a third of the ocean is off limits to fishing, mining and other industries. This is obviously quite a large area and enforcement methods are always a question. How would you like to see this policy enforced in a practical sense, including proposed consequences?
Well, I think the thing with 30 by 30, so I think internationally it's recognised that we do need to set more of the ocean off limits to destructive activities. So there's a big push in the international ocean space to get 30% of international waters protected, and domestic countries also need to do their part on a national basis as well. And what's important there is that we really need to protect what's most important. So what's happened in New Zealand to date is that the fishing industry often been allowed to pick the areas that should be prioritised for protection, and it comes as no surprise that they pick the areas that are not high in biodiversity values and are therefore not very productive or useful for fishing. This isn't the way round that it should be, and if we're going to talk about ocean protection going forward, of course that would need to be led by iwi and hapu groups, but we would like to see that protection in a domestic sense, focusing on what is the most biodiverse, what is the most important, what areas need to be protected on a habitat basis, and that's how those things should be decided and implemented.
Seafood New Zealand responded to this policy saying that they are in support of certain aspects, but warn that there is some misinformation in what the Greens have said. For example, their claim that there is a, quote, plunder of overfishing. Seafood New Zealand has said that although there are issues, New Zealand's oceans are monitored and fisheries are well managed. What is your response to this?
I think this is a comms line that we have seen from fisheries from Seafood New Zealand being rolled out with increasing frequency recently. They are running a dedicated PR campaign to try and greenwash bottom trawling, which, I mean, good luck to them, but it's essentially going to be impossible. Bottom trawling internationally is regarded as a hugely destructive method. It is indiscriminate what it catches, and it also destroys seafloor habitats, which are essential to the functioning of the entire ocean. So it's definitely not a misinformation campaign coming from environmentalists. It's actually supported by science, and it shows that we really need to stop bottom trawling. We need to restrict it from the areas that it does the most damage if we want to have a healthy ocean for the future. The other thing that I would say on that is that there's New Zealand fisheries are not comprehensively monitored. We have only just got the first round of cameras signed off, which is only on about a third of the commercial fishing fleet. That's a big win, but we need comprehensive monitoring across the entire fleet if we want to have an accurate picture of what's happening. You've also got the situation where a lot of fish stocks in New Zealand, so that's the number of fish of that particular species that are in the ocean, we don't have a comprehensive stock assessment of all the different fish species in New Zealand waters. And for some species like orange roughy that are deep sea species that live on seamounts, these are being signed off and given the Marine Stewardship Council's tick that they are sustainable without any stock assessment actually being fulfilled. So that's kind of the situation that we're in. We don't have all the data that we need, and it's simply untrue that everything is doing fine and we don't need to worry about it.
Building on that, what would you say to people who are worried this policy will have negative economic impacts, especially those working in the fishing industry?
I think what I would say to that is that we are already seeing signs that that is going to happen regardless. If the New Zealand commercial fishing industry keeps fishing in the way that it does, which is essentially destroying the resource that they rely on to make money, then people are going to be put out of jobs anyway because fish stocks are going to collapse. We're already seeing, I can't remember exactly which study it was from, but there was a recent assessment of a stock which showed that fishers were having to fish for far longer and still catching far less fish than the quota that they had. And that's because simply those fish have been fished down to limits that are unsustainable. So this is in everybody's best interests. If we start fishing in a more sustainable, long-term thinking way, then everybody will benefit. If we keep allowing bottom trawling to destroy these habitats that fish and other creatures rely on, then unfortunately those jobs are going to go anyway.
The Greens Party have also promised to work with iwi and hapu in order to make this happen. What values, especially in relation to Mātauranga Māori, would you like to see integrated?
I think I wouldn't be the best person to comment on what of those should be included, but I think it's really positive and it's a great part of the policy that there should be a fund for Mātauranga Māori, and that absolutely that there should be more resources invested in allowing ocean protection to be iwi and hapu led, for sure.
Do you think there are methods beyond banning fishing and other harmful industries that we might also want to look into to complement this policy in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's multiple things that could be done to allow New Zealand commercial fisheries to be actually world-leading. So we often see this line trotted out by the commercial industry, but I think we really do have the opportunity in New Zealand to make that a reality. But I think what's got to happen is we've got to transition away from these hugely damaging methods and from this very sort of siloed view that we've got, where we've just got to take as much out of the ocean as possible with a complete disregard for the impact that's having on the whole ecosystem. So yeah, there's multiple things that can be done, but I think that priority really has got to be moving away from bottom trawling, and that's why we run these campaigns, especially in the Hauraki Gulf and on seamounts and features, because they are biodiverse areas that we really should be protecting. So we want to see bottom trawling gone from them with urgency. And I think, you know, with this policy, the policy is really robust. But what's really important is that in any kind of post-election negotiations, that these things are made bottom lines and that we get this across as soon as possible at the end of 2023.
That was Ellie Hooper from Greenpeace Aotearoa talking about the Green Party's Healthy Oceans Act. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back shortly.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.